Hi there, it's Matt here again, and welcome back to yet another one of those quirky episodes entitled Sleep is Bloody Remarkable. Now, in the last such episode, we spoke at length about one bloody remarkable thing called half-brain sleep. Well, today is all about the equally remarkable fact that when it comes to dream sleep, we humans are special. And I mean very special. Indeed, I'm even going to propose that this unique aspect of human sleep is one of many reasons that justifies our hominid name. Because the term Homo sapiens is derived from the Latin root meaning wise person. And I'll come back to that in just a second. But let's return to sleep. Here is how we are special. Compared to old and new world monkeys, as well as apes such as chimpanzees and gorillas, human sleep sticks out like a proverbial sore thumb in terms of slumber. Or I should actually say two sore thumbs. Because first, we are unique in the sense that the total amount of time that we spend asleep is significantly shorter than all other primates. We will typically average around 8 hours relative to somewhere between 10 to 15 hours of sleep that we've measured in all other primates. The second thing, however, is that in striking contrast, we humans have a staggering and disproportionate amount of REM sleep, of dream sleep. Because if you look, all other primates, if you average them together, will come in at around about 9% of their sleep time dedicated to REM sleep. But in humans, that number is somewhere between 20 to 25% of all of our sleep time being dedicated to REM sleep dreaming. In other words, humans have more than double the relative amount of dream sleep or REM sleep in comparison to all other monkeys and apes. And to understand why this is the case is to understand the evolution of ape to man from tree to ground. Today's podcast is supported by the electrolyte drink company Element. Now it's actually spelt with four letters, L-M-N-T, Element. I'm an exercise nut, and I started buying their product a few years ago to use for a couple of reasons. The first is sugar content. Element has no sugar in it, also doesn't have any coloring or artificial ingredients, and I'm pretty diligent about trying to remove added sugar in my diet. The second is because of the founders. They have some really solid years of biochemistry experience, and it's a science-driven focus that they have, and it's something that I admire greatly. So if you would like to give them a try, head on over to drinkelement.com/Matt Walker. That is drinklmnt.com/Matt Walker. And you'll get 8 free sample packs with your order. So once again, that's drinkelement.com/Matt Walker. The other sponsor of today's podcast is the athletic clothing apparel company called Vuori. Now, by the way, that is spelt V-U-O-R-I. And I was gifted a pair of their athletic pants quite a few years ago, probably 3 years ago. And I've continued to buy their products since that for a number of reasons. First, it's very clearly high quality clothing, and when you put it on, you think, okay, this is high quality. The second is that I try to be as kind as I can to this thing that we call planet Earth. And I try to live as best I can in terms of my lifestyle and my buying choices to reflect those values. And Fiori fits this commitment as they offset their carbon footprint completely. And I mean 100%, including the use of sustainable materials and avoiding harmful plastics. So if you like the sound of them, you can head over to Vuori.com/Matt Walker. That is Vuori.com/Matt Walker. And you will get 20% off your purchase. I mentioned the transition from tree to ground because we Homo sapiens, we humans, are exclusively terrestrial sleepers, meaning that we get all of our sleep by lying on the ground, or now, most of the time, by lying on a raised bed that sits on the ground. All other primates will, however, for the most part, sleep arboreally. And what that means is that they will sleep in trees. They will sleep up in the branches in sleep nests. Now, by the way, a quick side street of bloody remarkableness. What you may not know is that great apes will build an entirely new treetop sleep nest or platform every single night. I mean, imagine that. It would be the equivalent of you having to set aside several hours each evening after dinner to construct a completely new IKEA bed frame before you can go to sleep. And you'd have to do that each and every night. Oh my goodness, to me that sounds like utter torture. That's the equivalent of furniture assembly purgatory in my mind. But let me come back to the explanation. Sleeping in trees was an evolutionary wise idea up to a point, because sleeping in trees provided a safe haven from large ground-hunting predators such as hyenas, as well as small blood-sucking arthropods, including lice and fleas and ticks. But here's the problem. If you're sleeping 20 to 50 feet up in the air, let's just say that you have to be a tad careful. If you become too relaxed in your sleep depth, and let's say an arm or a leg will slide down or drop down, it may be all the invitation that gravity needs to bring the rest of you hurtling back down to earth in a life-ending fall, and therefore popping you out of the gene pool rather quickly. This concern, this problem is especially true for the stage of REM sleep. Because as you will remember from our past podcast episodes, when you go into REM sleep, your brain paralyzes your body, leaving you utterly limp, a literal bag of bones. And it was this danger, the danger of sleeping high up in the trees, that put a limit, that put a constraint on the amount of time that our primate forebears could gravitationally stay in this dangerous state of REM sleep paralysis. And this is where Homo erectus enters our story. Homo erectus was the predecessor of us, Homo sapiens. And Homo erectus was the first obligate biped, meaning that they could walk freely upright on two legs rather than lumbering along on their hands and feet. And we believe that it was Homo erectus that was the first dedicated ground sleeper. And with the advent of fire to deter large carnivore predators, and also the smoke from the fire, which provided a nighttime fumigation that repelled small insects, it enabled Homo erectus to come out of the trees and sleep safely on the ground at night. Now, fire was not a perfect solution here, however. Ground sleeping would have remained somewhat risky. And it was this evolutionary pressure that changed our sleep in those two critical ways. It forced our sleep to become more efficient, to become shorter in duration. However, and here's the key, the act of sleeping on solid ground and not up on a precarious tree branch allowed for more than a doubling of the amount of REM sleep dreaming. Indeed, from around 9% when we were sleeping up in the trees to somewhere between 20 to 25% of our night being engorged in this thing called REM sleep when we were finally sleeping on the ground. And it was that, the first time in our primate evolutionary history, that hominids could consume all of the body immobilizing REM sleep dreaming that they wanted. And I believe it is this re-engineering of human sleep that became one of the key triggers that rocketed Homo sapiens to the top of the evolutionary pyramid. Because at least two features define human beings relative to all other primates. And they are the very two same things that REM sleep is instrumental in supporting. The first is our emotional IQ, or what we call EQ. And in our previous episodes, where we discussed all about the functions of dreaming, we spoke about how REM sleep supports our exquisite emotional intelligence and our emotional recalibration. The second component that makes us in part uniquely human is our cognitive intelligence, particularly our degree of creativity. And as we've spoken about before, it is REM sleep that lubricates that act of associating information together and coming up with remarkable creative solutions and insights. Consider that chimpanzees, our nearest living primate relatives, they've been around for approximately 5 million years longer than we have. And in fact, some of the great apes preceded us by at least 10 million years. Yet despite eons of opportunity time, neither of those species has visited the moon or created computers or even developed vaccines. Humbly, we humans have. Sleep, especially REM sleep and the act of dreaming, is, I believe, a tenable yet underappreciated factor underlying many of the elements that are uniquely human. Our socio-emotional intelligence, our ingenuity, our accomplishments. Simply put, we sleep, therefore we are. My goodness, sleep really is bloody remarkable, don't you think? Good night, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.